Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my guest tonight is the chef partner at Spiaggia, one of the best restaurants in Chicago, if not the world. Chef Tony Montuano has won a James Beard. He's known around the world as just not just one of the best chefs, but one of the best chefs to work for. The Montuano family tree is quite impressive. We've had a lot of the chefs in here. Tony started at Spiaggia back in 1984. Tony Montuano, welcome to The Download.
It's great to be here.
It's amazing we haven't had you in here yet.
I don't know.
We're only like two blocks away from here.
Right.
So let's talk. I mean, 1984. I mean, I guess we start there. I mean, what was Chicago's culinary scene like in 1984?
Yeah, it was crazy. We wanted to be a fine dining Italian restaurant, and those words never went together before that. You're fine dining, you must be French. And so we didn't even we wanted to do Italian, and I had – I think the opportunity of working with Larry Levy, who developed that corner, and when I met him, he's like, you know what, this your food's great, but we don't open for a year. Why don't you and Kathy Montuano go live in Italy and work in Italy? And so in 1983, before the restaurant opened, we spent a year in Italy, and you know, we saw the fine dining Italian example. We knew what we wanted to be when we came back, so we really stood out, I think, at that
time. What was it about that trip, going to Italy and seeing the fine dining firsthand in Italy? What was it about that you brought back to Chicago?
You know, there's this a sense of elegance in everything Italian, whether it's fashion or automobiles. But when you think of food, you think of simple things and spaghetti and meatballs and things that don't really transcend that, at least in an American's mind.
Right.
But when you go there, you see that. You see chefs and restaurateurs who are really all about the elegance and bringing that elegance, but at the same time never losing that Italian soul. And so that's what we saw, which I don't really think we saw anywhere in America at that time. Because, you know, you open an Italian restaurant, even if you did spend time in Italy, which in 1983 was like there weren't a whole lot of people working there that are Americans, but things get filtered so often. Like, you know, you're in Chicago, you think about, well, I have to have chicken Vesuvio,
right,
or I got to
do
something. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to directly import that model of just elegant Italian, super fashionable.
And at that time, I mean, I would think that the Italian restaurants that you were competing with, even in the area, were that. I mean, they were the spaghetti and meatballs kind of places. How did Chicagoans react to fine dining Italian?
I mean, I think they appreciated the elegance. I mean, you know, did we have at those times people telling us you're never going to make it if you don't put a meatball on the menu? I mean, yeah, all the time. So, but we knew that this existed, and we knew Americans would like it if we just stuck to our guns. So it worked out. Here we are, right.
Well, I mean, Spiaggia, like I said in the intro, it's one of the best restaurants in Chicago, but it's also one of the best in the world. I mean, people come here. It predates, I mean, obviously 1984, but it predates the sort of culinary explosion we've had in Chicago. I mean, it seems like tourists are making plans to come to Chicago around food, but Spiaggia predates that. For you as a chef who's been here for, you know, over 30 years, what do you think of what has happened around Spiaggia in the culinary scene here in Chicago?
I think Chicago has a name. I mean, even when we lived in Italy in 1983, you'd tell someone you were from Chicago and they would mimic a Tommy gun and say Al Capone. So I think we've elevated. I mean, there's so many incredible chefs out of Chicago, you know, starting with Jean Bonchet, who a lot of people have forgotten, and then Charlie Trotter and Grant Dockett. And so the elevation of Chicago as a restaurant town, and a restaurant town that accepts all different kinds of styles and even accepts a little bit avant-garde or different ideas, I think Chicago's become a proving ground for that kind of stuff. And around the world, people know it now.
It's amazing to think of a restaurant being open as long as Spiaggia, because you'll say the old adage is if a restaurant makes it 5 years, it's successful. Talk about why it's been able to weather 30 years in the business, because you know, it could easily, you could have moved on, others could have moved on, it still would have been Spiaggia was so successful. Remember Spiaggia, but it still exists today.
You know, I think somewhere we have this thing that in us that, like, we refuse to, like, really focus on what's behind us. We're always trying to look forward and doing something new. And every time we go to Italy and we see something new happening and some exciting new ingredient or a chef that's looking at an ingredient differently, it still excites us. So we're still excited about what we do. And there's been so much great young talent that has come through Spiaggia. And, they're there 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and it's time for them to move on. And, yeah, it's sad, but at the same time, I'm excited that we have unleashed a new generation of chefs and restaurateurs.
And I want to talk about that because, you know, there's so many different restaurants, not just here in Chicago, but all over the country that have people who worked in your kitchen. But back to Chicago, I mean, it's really a two-pronged thing where you have the culinary industry has accepted Chicago, meaning, you know, chefs have come through and there seems to be more and more people paying attention to the chefs and to the restaurant groups here in Chicago. But then there's also the audience or the consumer. Let's talk about the consumer side. Has Chicago's palate changed over 30 years?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the whole world's palate's changed over the last 30 years. So, you know, you could say 30 years ago when I would talk to guests in a dining room and I'd ask them, so what's your favorite place in Italy? When was the last time you were in Italy? Have you ever been to Italy? And a lot of people would say, I'm hoping to go there, but I have never been there. And now if I'm walking through the dining room at Spiaggia, pretty much everyone's been traveled or been to Europe or, you know, understands
right.
So it's become a real worldly city. I mean, the geographical location of Chicago being in the center of the country, I think is really worked to our advantage a lot. I mean, there's just a lot of people at one time or another come through Chicago, whether they're from either coast or another continent. You get here sooner or later.
And the industry obviously is shining a light on Chicago. The James Beard Foundation brings the awards here now. This will be the second year in a row coming up here. And Spiaggia seems to be open. I mean, or Spiaggia seems to be nominated. I mean, it's not true, but it seems like it's up every year, right? But talk about your relationship with the James Beards because you have a relationship going back. You won your award in 2005?
Yeah. So that was a regional award. Mm-hmm. That was Best Chef Midwest, which was, you know, it's like one of those things you strive for. It's one of those things that just sort of give you credibility, street cred in the culinary world. And I think the James Beard Foundation has done incredible things under the leadership of Susan Ungaro. And she is somebody who I admire a lot in what she does and where she's taken the foundation. And when she calls me to do something on my cell phone, it's like, oh, Susan's calling. We do it for her. Whether it's last year we did an initiative with the James Beard Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative where we taught people who aren't chefs how to cook for their families with less than 600 calories. And I'm sorry, 900 calories. 600 would be difficult. But it was really cool. There was like regional competitions and then there was a final and Bill Clinton was actually there. But, you know, it was helping people who have a hard time cooking for their families because they just don't have the skills to prepare a really simple, quick meal. Then you start to think about all the people who you don't touch. Being able to help those kind of people or people that need help because it's not hard to cook. You just need to learn some simple basics. You have to have the right pan, the right knife. So the thing that I always start thinking about is how can I talk about things that will help more than just that 1% that we serve. And I've seen so many great ideas in the last year. Last year we were in Milan for the expo, and Spiaggia was the only only American restaurant, I think, that cooked at the expo at Milan, which is pretty incredible. But we also cooked at the James Beard Foundation had a house there during the summer like they do in New York. They had it in Milan, so we cooked it. But I got to spend time with Jose Andres, who I knew before, but I got to know him. And he started talking about this solar-powered stove that he's trying to make affordable. He's trying to get it out there because he said, think about all the people that spend all their time gathering wood. So kids don't go to school. Then they have to burn wood and it affects, you know, their lungs. And so if you had this solar powered stove that could be anywhere, it could really change the world. So those are the kind of things I think about. Like if I get a chance to talk about them, I would like to further.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. Chef Tony Montuano is our guest tonight. He's a chef partner at Spiaggia, one of the best restaurants in Chicago, if not the world. Let's take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the family tree. And I want to talk about your relationship with your kitchen because the chefs and the cooks that come out of your kitchen have come out and they become the hot new restaurants here in Chicago or New York or L.A. It just seems like I want to know what you put in the sauce. more with Tony when we come back here on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, Chef Tony Montuano, the chef partner at Spiaggia, the great restaurant here in Chicago on North Michigan Avenue. So let's talk about, I mentioned the last, as we went to the break, about the family tree of Spiaggia. There are so many chefs that have come through that kitchen. Talk about that. Talk about all the people that have come through and what that means to you.
I'm pretty proud of the people that have come out and gone on to open their own restaurants and do great things. And it's important. And I think it makes me feel like, you know, we're competing at the right level, that we're bringing people – we're letting people loose that are prepared for what they do. And, you know, I tell people I always want to try to help them through the process. And, you know, because I wish someone would have helped me when I wanted to do it. So, you know, they'll talk to me about this or that or, you know, this partner or that lease or whatever. And I never really try to mince words with them. And I always tell them, well, you know you're eager, but I can tell you a horror story. I can tell you something that happened, or I can give you both sides of the story, just to sort of prepare you for that.
Well, you mentioned, you know, you wish someone told you. I mean, Let's go back to that time when, you know, in the 80s when you were kind of running your shop or you were working for somebody. What was the relationship like? What was who were the people that inspired you or taught you to move forward?
You know, it was a different time. There weren't a lot of restaurants out there at that level. I mean, I worked – I spent 5 years in Milwaukee working under a Swiss chef, and – you know, he didn't prepare me for this, but he taught me how to cook and he taught me all the basics that I would need to know no matter what cuisine I chose to do. But being an Italian-American and growing up in an Italian family, I knew I always wanted to cook Italian food. So there weren't a lot of examples at that time, but I needed to learn the business side of it. And I think at the time, my wife in 1983, was my fiancé in 82. She actually was working for Larry Levy at a restaurant as a server, and she'd wait on them and she'd talk, you know, I hear you're going to do this thing, and I know you should meet my fiancé. And so getting to know Larry and what an incredible businessman he is, I think, taught me a whole lot on
that
side. That's
a big part of it, too. It's not just about, you know, what your voice is. And I want to talk about that, what your voice in the kitchen is. But the business side of it is as important when opening restaurants, right?
Yeah, and I think he taught me a lot. And just, you know, working all this time for Levy Restaurants and understanding that you really, you know, need to make money no matter how creative you are. And whatever you do, it doesn't matter if you can't pay your rent, so...
When you first started off and you had cooks and chefs underneath you, did you recognize there was a mentor relationship? Did you recognize, oh, I'm going to teach this person everything they know to move on? Or were you less mature in the sense saying, no, you're going to work for me and I'm not going to let you go somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't think I ever said that, but I never really thought about that. Maybe just the last 10 years where I really have become mindful of the fact that I could mentor these people, but it was always just trying to get them to do their job. And I'm not a real, I don't throw plates or pans, or not that you could in today's work environment, nor should you. But I was always somebody who I think I could tell people what I was thinking without saying a word. And I think that's probably what people will tell you, that if they got that look, that they knew that they weren't doing it the right way. And not to say I haven't thrown a plate in my career, but, you know, I think I pretty much tried to lead from example. If you have to ask for a respect, there's a problem.
What defines a Tony Mantuano kitchen?
I think that there is you never forget about tradition. Like, you can't create a dish as a young guy, young chef, young person, and say, oh, I created this dish and I'm going to call it carbonara because I'm going to put an egg on it. It's like, you have to respect tradition. You can be as creative as you want, but come up with your own name, because there's a long history of cooking out there.
Do you see a lot of people coming through? I mean, especially with like the Food Network explosion where you have different cooks and people come in and it's like, ah, watch what I'm going to do with this. Yep. And you're like, no, you're not.
Yeah. It may be the worst thing that's ever happened to our industry because people come off of that show and think that they don't have to do the work. And you have to. You have to. And if they make that mistake, they find it out sooner than later. So really respect tradition. There isn't a lot of yelling. It's pretty quiet. But you have to do your job. Otherwise, at the end of service, we're going to have a conversation. And it's just going to be about how things didn't go the way we like them to go.
I mean, it is interesting because it seems like more now than probably in 1984, there is a celebrity culture. around chefs. So chefs that are getting into it, who are going through culinary school, who want to, you know, have an end game of maybe a little different than what it was in 1984. Maybe it's not about running a successful business. Maybe it's about being a rock star chef, you know? I mean, so do you have to deal with that kind of expectation differently here in 2016?
Oh, absolutely. You have to temper that. I mean, if you're on TV, if you've been, I mean, I've been on Top Chef Masters. I've been on a judge on Top Chef. But all of a sudden now, when you're walking through an airport, people recognize you. And, you know, if they want to take a picture with you. And it's like, you can let that stuff go to your head, or you can realize that that's really not that important.
Right.
Yes, we'll take a picture, but now I got to go run my restaurant. So you just have to, you got to temper it. You know?
So much is made about, you know, I mentioned the celebrity of it because you're on Top Chef and, you know, people just think automatically, oh, they're on TV. They must be famous. If not famous, they're rich. Everything about it down the line just follows it. Yeah. But in cooking, especially or running your own restaurant, it is like a small business. And so many different chefs will come in and they'll tell the story here on this microphone about, you know, I get in at 7 o'clock in the morning and I don't leave till 2 o'clock in the morning and I don't sleep. I mean, it's a very volatile, if not unhealthy,
yeah,
living.
Yeah.
So talk about that. I mean, because I think a lot of people see you on TV and they think, oh, that must be glamorous. I'd love to cook for a living.
I'm at a point in my career where I have a strong team. So I'm not there till 2 a.m., but I've also been doing this for 30 years. But at the same time, you can't ever forget about those details that make you, that hopefully make you great and make your restaurant well-known. And the food has to be great, but boy, that's just such a small part of what means success and hospitality and taking care of your guests and, you know, putting in the hours and recognizing where those details are and keep an eye on them. You can compress that as you get a little bit older and wiser and know what to look for, but you have to hire the right people as well. But there aren't chefs notoriously don't have long relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm lucky. I've been married 32 years,
right,
but I have a wife who totally gets what I do. You know, she's been in the business as well for a while, and we find the time. It's important for us to find time to
be
together.
Yeah, I mean, because you got to work weekends. It's long hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stress.
Mother's Day, you're working. New Year's Eve, you're working. Yeah.
Oof, man. Chef Tony Montewano here on the Download at the Big Table. My guest tonight will continue the conversation. We'll take a break, get the news in with Rob Martier and more with Chef when we return. It's a Download here on 720 WGN. It's a Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. My guest at the big table, Chef Tony Montewano. He's the man who's been the executive chef. He's been running Spiaggia here on Michigan Avenue for years. He's a James Beard Award winner and surprisingly not a nominee this year. It's a total crime. But he's my guest tonight at the big table. All right, let me go back to the kitchen. I question about how do you actually recruit and find chefs, find your cooks?
I think before there were so many people out there. I mean, there was so much talent, so many people wanting to get into the business. I mean, even Charlie Trotter approached me before he opened his restaurant and said, you know, I want to learn about Italian cooking. Can I spend a few days in your kitchen? So there were a lot more opportunities, a lot more people out there, a lot more people available. Today it's a lot more difficult, so you rely. Experience isn't that important to me anymore.
Like, really?
I don't really care where you've worked. I care if you have the aptitude to learn and you have a positive attitude. I'll teach you how to cook. I'll teach you how to cook the way we cook. It's not – experience doesn't mean what it used to mean anymore.
That's interesting. I mean, you had to learn that, I'm assuming, through your career, because I would assume at the beginning you're like, give me as much experience as possible.
Yeah, but now – experience may have a negative effect. You know, there may be, I don't want the habits that you learned over there. I want to be able to show you how we do things. Look, you have to know how to use a knife and how to sharpen your knife, and the basics need to be there. But if you have a great attitude and you want to learn and you make mistakes only one time, because that's one of the most frustrating things, like how many times do I have to tell somebody that they're doing it wrong?
Right.
And I always say, like, I want people that make my job easier because I think that's what the person above me wants, too. So he wants me to make his job easier. So give me a great attitude. Give me an ability to learn and showing up for work on time. You wouldn't believe how that's such a challenge today.
What?
Oh, my God. Sorry, I had to get high. I'll be there in an hour. You know,
you
it's like
crazy.
I mean, it's the craziest excuses you've ever heard in your life. Yeah.
That's amazing to hear that. Yeah. I mean, I would think that if anyone gets to the point where they get to work at Spiaggia and work for you, Chef Tony Montuano, that they would be on time. Like, that's the one thing I would think would happen.
Yeah, they don't last very long.
All right, well, let me ask you this as we wrap up. Let me ask you about Chicago. Because, you know, I ask a lot of my guests who come in, especially chefs or people who've set up shop and stayed here. What is it about this town that keeps you here? Because, you know, for the first time you branched out, but you've spent most of your career here cooking for Chicagoans. What does Chicago mean to you, and talk about your relationship with the city?
It's an incredibly easy place to live. I like the fact that I live in Old Town and I can walk to all of the restaurants. I can walk to Spiaggia. I can walk to Terzo Piano at the Modern. I can walk anywhere. And that's really important. And all the chefs in this community support each other. I mean, there are exceptions, of course, but, you know, but we all talk about each other and we talk to each other. So we all know who we want to hang around with, you know. And I don't know if that exists in a lot of other cities, mm-hmm. but in Chicago, it's a pretty friendly community. We support each other and we hang out together. It's important.
Can you see a life in which you leave Chicago, maybe get the big bucks in New York City?
Well, you know, it's funny. My son recently graduated from college and lives in New York. And so my wife is like, why don't we move to New York? Maybe you could just – and I'm like, I don't know if I want to move to – if I move anywhere, it's going to be to Italy. And it's not going to be in the restaurant business. It's going to be a farm or like a little garden and some goats and whatever.
There you go. You heard it here first, right? Chef Tony Montuano, he's the chef partner at Spiaggia here in Chicago, one of the best restaurants in town but also in the world. Chef, thanks for being my guest tonight.
My pleasure.